Welcome, listeners, to the one and only Seriously Dingbats 100 podcast. I am your host, Jazzy Jacqueline. What's that? Oh my gosh, it's a Dingbats 100. Here with me are three lovely guests who are graphic designers, the panda-loving Juan. Next, we have the adorable Andy. And last, we have Ricky Ricardo.
Hey, I'm Andy, and it's an honor to be here.
Hi, everyone. I'm Juan. I'm in love with pandas. Pandas are life. Thank you for having me.
Hey, I'm Ricardo, and I'm excited to be here.
It's a pleasure to have you all here. So today I was walking down the street, but one thing that really interested me were the street signs. The fonts of the letters were very captivating. Then I start to think, like, for example, where did they come from? Do any of you guys know where it comes from?
Yeah, I actually know where it started from. I believe it was many centuries ago, somewhere in the Middle East, where writing originated from. The cool thing is, though, that there were only three cultures that developed their own writing style and philosophies, which are Sumerians, Mayans, and the Chinese. Everyone else started their writing from others.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
How about this? Do you guys know where our alphabet is based from?
I'm not sure. How about you, Ricardo?
I think our alphabet comes from Rome because the Latin alphabet is where the letters are based from.
Yep, that's correct, though.
Wow, that's really fascinating. So different writing came from all around the world. But how did everyone start to find all the different types of fonts and writing? How did printing words become so popular?
That's a good question.
Now, if I'm correct, printing wasn't as easy in the past as it is today. Well, not until the mid-15th century where it started to change with advent of the printing press.
Oh, right. The printing press, I believe it was Gutenberg from the second millennium that introduced us to it. He
thought of the idea of movable type, which used the technology of paper, oil-based ink, and the wine press to print books.
Gutenberg was a towering figure, all right.
Yeah, without Gutenberg's contribution to printing, the development of the punch and mold system, which allowed the mass production of the movable type used to reproduce a page of text, would have never existed.
It's crazy to even think about it. His printing technology spread across Europe, and Gutenberg, it was considered the key of the Renaissance.
He sounds really amazing. I really want to know more about printing and its influence on our digital technology. But sadly, we are out of time. Thanks everyone for listening to the Dingbats 100 podcast, a product of CMYK and AYV with us.